Chapter 12. Showing Affection. Showing affection is arguably the easiest, most rewarding part of maintaining a happy, long-term marriage. As the husband, it's your job to lead in affection, and this chapter will show you what that looks like. Did you know that couples who regularly show affection to each other are more likely to stay married? Yep, this study by the Journal of Social Psychology, and there's a link here on page 136, found that the single most important factor when predicting marital success rate was the frequency of physically affectionate behaviors, like hugging and kissing. Most of the time when a guy says that he doesn't understand her needs, affection is what he's talking about. We'll talk a little bit more about why lack of affection is such a common problem below, but for now let's just say that it's something a lot of husbands struggle with today. In this chapter, we're going to learn why affection is important and what kind of impact it can make on your wife and your marriage. We're going to learn what obstacles have kept you from being affectionate in the past, and specific ways for you to start showing affection to your wife. Finally, we'll wrap up with a quick discussion of how to be affectionate even when your wife is cold and distant, since I know that this is the case for at least some of you reading this. The science behind affection. Researchers are always looking for new ways to analyze human relationships and identify what makes them work. There have been several recent studies that have shown just how important affection is, particularly in marriage. Therapists and psychologists classify affection as nonverbal communication. It's a way of saying, "I love you," without opening your mouth. Affection is how you communicate stability, protection, comfort, and approval, all without ever saying a single word. But here's the crazy thing. Acts of affection have other benefits too. For example, did you know that the simple act of hugging someone you love is proven to decrease stress and anxiety, to lower blood pressure, and to improve long-term memory function? That's right. Regular hugging can actually help prevent diseases like Alzheimer's. How affection makes marriage addictive. Yes, literally. Did you know that when you hug your wife, scientists have found that your brain releases a hormone called oxytocin? Now, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, but this is the exact same chemical that is released when a mother hugs her newborn baby. Oxytocin is what causes decreased stress and the increased bonding. Or how about this? Did you know that when you kiss your wife, it releases a neurochemical called dopamine? Scientists actually have a nickname for dopamine. They call it the desire drug. It's the chemical that makes you want something. It's what motivates you to take action towards getting that thing that you want. Both oxytocin and dopamine are part of the neurological framework that make up the brain's reward system. This is pretty much exactly what it sounds like. It's the part of the brain that makes you want to do things because they feel good. The reward system is the part of the brain that creates an appetite or a craving for a certain stimulus. For example, the reward system is what keeps alcoholics and junkies addicted to their substance of choice. It's what creates cravings. And it's also the reason that affectionate couples stay together longer. Husband and wife literally become addicted to each other when they're physically affectionate. How affection makes you a better parent. That's right, affectionate couples make better parents. A biologist by the name of Julian Huxley did a study in the early 1900s on the mating ritual of great crested grebes. These are a bird similar to a goose or a swan. Huxley found that grebes that repeated their mating ritual even after the mating process was complete took better care of their hatchlings than those that didn't. In other words, when two of these birds continued their courtship, even after having little chicklets, they took better care of their offspring. Well, it turns out that the same thing happens in people, too. Research has shown that affectionate parents are actually more committed to their children. So, to recap the science behind affection, First, the act of both giving and receiving affection is proven to decrease stress, anxiety, and discontent. Next, physical affection is proven to keep couples more committed to each other, even when other areas of the relationship suffer. Third, affectionate acts like hugs, kisses, and cuddling activate the brain's reward system, which is the part of the brain responsible for feelings of wanting and desire. Finally, affectionate partners make better, more committed parents than unaffectionate ones. Why do so many men struggle with affection? As you can see from the date of some of these studies, the benefits of affection aren't anything new. After all, that Great Crested Grebe study took place over 100 years ago. So, if being affectionate has so many well-known benefits, why are so many of today's husbands so bad at it? I'll be honest with you, I was bad at affection too, until I made a conscious effort to change. There are 3 big reasons that I was bad at affection, but most of them boil down to the simple fact that I didn't know just how important affection is inside a marriage. Still, I'll tell you these reasons, just in case they'd help you see where your own lack of affectionate habits come from. Reason 1. Your parents weren't affectionate. Do you remember your dad ever showing affection to your mom? Did they regularly kiss or hold hands or hug in front of you? If your parents were anything like mine, the answer is a resounding no. My parents weren't affectionate in any way. I can think of maybe 5 times throughout my entire childhood that I ever saw them kiss. And I don't think I ever once saw them hold hands or hug. My parents weren't affectionate towards each other, and they weren't affectionate towards us kids. Sure, I knew in my head that they loved each other and that they loved me, but I never saw proof, and I certainly never felt it. They never went out of their way to show affection to me or to each other. Have you ever heard of the intergenerational cycle of violence? Big words there, but basically, it's when 2 parents have an abusive relationship, and then the child grows up to be abusive to their own spouse. And then they have kids, and their kids grow up to be abusive. And the cycle continues. Well, this intergenerational influence actually doesn't just apply to abuse. Everybody's default behavior in a relationship is hugely influenced by their parents. This means that because my parents weren't affectionate, I'm naturally not affectionate either. I didn't grow up with it, so I don't do it. Now let me be clear, I'm not here to make excuses, and I'm certainly not blaming my parents in any way for my own bad habits. Neither should you. I love both my parents, and they gave me a great childhood, but that also doesn't change the simple truth that most men don't have any real-life example of what affection looks like in a marriage. Reason 2. Fear of rejection, aka, what if I look stupid, weak, or weird? Because affection wasn't normal behavior for me, displays of affection have always kind of made me uncomfortable. I mean, I never wanted to hug my friends at school, and I never wanted to hug my girlfriends, and even today I actually have a bit of a hard time with public displays of affection with my wife. If I really dive into it, though, the real reason that I don't like being affectionate has nothing to do with the actual act of affection. It goes back to an underlying fear of rejection. When I'm out in public and want to kiss my wife, I hesitate. What if I look weak or stupid or weird? What if my wife doesn't return my affection? What if I get embarrassed? These are all excuses that'll be running through my mind just at the mere thought of giving my wife a hug or a kiss in public. If this is you, you have to overcome the fear of rejection to be affectionate. You have to tell yourself, A, that nothing bad is going to happen as a result of your affection, and B, that it doesn't matter anyways because, as the husband, it's your duty to be affectionate, whether you like it or not. Reason 3. Most people don't know how to be affectionate. Finally, perhaps the biggest reason that most men fail to show affection is that we simply don't know how. Again, going back to reason one, guys today simply don't have an example of what affection looks like in a marriage. We don't know what being affectionate looks like, and so we don't do it. Heck, we probably don't even think about being affectionate. It's simply not on our radar. We don't think of it as a priority. Fortunately, if this is your reason, it's the easiest problem of the three to fix. As you continue reading, you're going to learn the proper mindset for showing affection and specific ways to be affectionate. The right mindset for affection. Her pleasure is your pleasure. Before we talk about the specific acts of affection to integrate into your marriage, we first need to address the root cause of the problem. We need to put you in the right mindset to display genuine affection to your wife. From now on, you need to look at your wife like this. Her pleasure is your pleasure. What does it mean? Her pleasure is your pleasure means that the things that make her happy should also make you happy, for the simple reason that her being happy makes you happy. Things that make her feel good should make you feel good, because her feeling good makes you feel good. For any Christians listening to this, there's a clear scriptural call for husbands to treat their wives this way. Ephesians chapter 5 says that, in this same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. Now, you don't have to be a Christian to see what this means. As long as you and your wife remain united in marriage, her happiness and welfare are directly connected to your own. When she's happy, you're happy. When she's not, you're not. Again, this doesn't just apply to marriage. This is what makes leaders worth following in any walk. Leaders in any form should always make their happiness and satisfaction dependent on the happiness and satisfaction of the people they lead. Unfortunately, this mindset, this her pleasure is your pleasure way of thinking, is one of those things that's easy to explain but actually kind of difficult to put into practice. But when you do it right, you'll make your love for your wife and your ability to care for her undoubtable. She will have supreme confidence that you are the man she wants to spend her life with. Remember the nice guy syndrome we talked about all the way back in chapter 4? In case you don't, nice guy syndrome is when you do nice things because you secretly expect something in return. Well, her pleasure is my pleasure, that type of mindset, is the polar opposite. Genuine affection comes from the heart. As the husband, you show affection for the pure pleasure of making your wife's life better. As we are getting ready to discuss specific ways to show affection, I want you to keep this mindset at the front of your thoughts. In every act of affection you do for your wife, do it because her pleasure is your pleasure. It's worth doing these things because they make her life better, which in turn makes your life better. Got it? Ready to think positively and be affectionate?